Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. If you're a new listener, we're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. This week, I've been ministering on a message I've entitled The Children's Bread, and it refers to an episode that is recorded in the 15th chapter of Matthew about the Syrophoenician woman who had a daughter who was grievously vexed or possessed by a devil. And it's a very interesting encounter she has with the Lord Jesus, and basically it's an exercise in faith because he apparently seems to rebuff her. He basically, when she throws herself at his feet and she's asking for mercy, he didn't answer her a word. He didn't even respond to her. And so obviously, it seemed that first response was one of complete denial, and then it was an answer of discouragement. He said, when the disciples came to him and say, "She's just bothering us. Could you just send her away?" He said, "I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Peter might have scowled at her. John probably grew impatient with her. And the rest of them thought she was a nuisance and presumptuous. Remember, John and his brother were nicknamed by Jesus the Sons of Thunder. Yeah, he's the apostle of love. But obviously, he went through a great transformation, as that happens to all of us who really love the Lord. And their response was, "Send her away, she crieth after us." But listen to what they said. They were actually wrong. She wasn't crying after them. She was crying after Jesus. And she didn't let any of that keep her from pressing her claim upon the Lord. But even his answer seemed so discouraging, didn't it? "I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And obviously, she wasn't a Jew. She wasn't an Israelite. She was a Greek by culture, so a Syrophoenician woman. That just seemed to eliminate her. That cut her off from all hope. She wasn't of the house of Israel. There were two words, however, that she hung on to. Lord Jesus referred to himself as the great shepherd of the sheep. He talked about he had other sheep that weren't of this fold. And she's saying, "Lord, I know you're the great shepherd, but would you come outside the fold, come outside of the people, your people that you were called to, and would you help, would you bless one of your lost sheep?" And though the Lord was truly only sent to the house of Israel initially, there is a house of Israel not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And Paul had that marvelous revelation that was that he was the apostle of the Gentiles. And they had, remember that big convocation they had in the 15th chapter of Acts? And the disciples who had been around Jesus knew that the outpouring of the Spirit was not only for the Jews, but for all the nations of the earth. And so we are a part of spiritual Israel. And so this woman was actually included where she had thought herself to be shut out. And beloved, the moment that you received Jesus, that very moment you moved from an outsider, if you will, to the elect of God. And I just want to pause for a moment right now, and some of you are discouraged. I mean, you say, "Well, I know God's heard my prayer," but sometimes the answer seems to be very long in coming. And through various circumstances, through the passage of time, sometimes it seems that God is not going to answer your prayers. Sometimes prolonged periods of time pass, and in the natural, that would be discouraging, except God does have a plan. And so let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, you see those of your precious people out there that are struggling with discouragement. It means to lose strength, Lord, to lose hope. Lord, I don't have the dictionary definition in front of me, but obviously to discourage means to take away courage, losing strength, losing hope and faith. And Father, we know, a scripture just comes to mind. He will not fail nor be discouraged till he hath sent righteousness in the isles. That's Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you that Jesus conquered discouragement. And because he lives, we also live with that within the promise that he will give us everything that pertains to life and godliness. So, Father, right now I rebuke that spirit of discouragement. I bind that weariness of heart, that lack of hope. And Father, I thank you that you will strengthen your beloved right now, that you will give them the spiritual stamina that they need, and you will give them the course of action they are to take. Lord, sometimes it might be a course of action. Other times it simply might mean to stand still, that they can see the salvation of their God. So, Father, whatever your resources, whatever your specific, very personalized, very individualized answer for the prayers they have before your altar, I release them into fulfillment. I bind the demonic attack of oppression and discouragement. I release them from it. And I thank you, Lord, the faith that you have given them, the faith that you've planted in their heart shall spring forth, and it shall bring forth an abundant harvest. Hallelujah. Father, I ask all of this in the matchless name of Jesus, the name above every name, the name by which we are saved through his precious blood. Amen and amen. For the Lord would say, my beloved, take heart, for I am with you. Did I leave my disciples alone, even when I spoke to them that I was going to be leaving them? I said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless, but I will send another comforter who's just like me. And beloved, the Holy Spirit is your comforter. He is your helper. He will reveal to you the wisdom of God. He will show you the right path, that you need not turn to the right or to the left, but as you keep your eyes on me, as you look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of your faith, you shall not be ashamed. You shall not be defeated. You shall not be denied. Be strengthened right now. I release my anointing, my presence upon you, that you may cast off every work of darkness, every bit of discouragement, and begin to praise me, for I have exceeding great and precious answers to the dilemmas, to the problems that you face. And you will see there's not just one way in which I can rescue you or provide for your needs, but my ways are unlimited. I am a God of endless creativity. All you have to look about is in the natural world, through the plants, through the animals, and see how great and majestic are the works of my hands. So indeed shall I provide for you. Trust in me, love me, and praise me, for I shall not fail you, says your God. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord. Lord, I can just feel hope arise. We may not know the answers. I'm thinking of that. Oh, you know, Brother Glass used to sing the classics. I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds my hand. Praise God. All right. Well, let's move on. There's another objection that poor Syrophoenician woman faced. She had denial. She had discouragement, and then there was disillusionment. That very moment that she came to him, she worshiped him, she said, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, "It is not meet or right to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs." And what did she say? Did she get offended at that? Did she turn away? Did she just lose hope and walk away? No, she said, "Truth, Lord," she was agreeing. "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs," and that actually means the little puppies, so the pet dogs, "they eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Now, to the Jew, the Orthodox Jew, a Gentile was simply like a dog. And that statement not only put her outside any covenant relationship with Christ, but it made utterly clear to her that she was unworthy in herself of receiving anything from him. Note, this is very important. She didn't dispute what he said to her. She said, "Truth, Lord." In other words, "What you're saying, Lord, is true. I don't have any merit. I don't have any right. I don't have any the privilege in the natural to come to you at all. I just have a desperate need. And Lord, it's not just for me, it's for my daughter." So she did not dispute what he said, but began to argue and press home her claim. And beloved, faith will always do that. It will never dispute the verdict of heaven, but upon the basis of that verdict will begin to press home its claim upon the Lord's sovereignty, upon his grace, upon his mercy. And even in the word that Jesus spoke to her, she saw another gleam of light. First, she listened to him saying, "lost sheep." She clung to that. Now she heard him say, "It's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs." And in that one word, she saw a ray of hope. Well, my time has just flown by this entire week, and I must bring this broadcast to a close, and with the Lord's help, we will conclude this message on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write. The announcer will share our contact information. If it's more convenient to email, you may do that. I'll confirm receipt and pray. But if you would like a personal answer, I invite you to share your mailing address, which is between you, me, and the Lord. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.